from Gary O'Neill Studios in Baltimore.
You're listening to the C-Plan Do Show. Gary O'Neill.
All right, here you go. Get the check.
Damn, this shit flaming.
We just want our respect. Rob wants his respect. Coach Vogel wants his respect. Our organization wants their respect. Laker Nation wants their respect. And I want my damn respect, too.
DJ Khaled!
I'm getting so cold. I ain't went this hard since I was 18. Apologize if I say anything I don't mean. Like, what's up with your best friend? We could all have some fun, believe me. And what's up with these loonies? And why they think it all comes so easy?
But get it while you here, boy. Cause all that hype don't feel the same next year, boy. Yeah. And I'll be right here in my spot with a little more cash than I already got. Tripping off you cause you had your shot. With my skin tan and my hair long. And my fans who've been so patient. Me and 40 back to work, but we still smell like a vacation. Hate the rumors, hate the bullshit, hate these f***ing allegations. I'm just feeling like the throne is for the taking. Watch me take
all
it.
I care about is money in the city that I'm from. I'ma sip until I feel it, I'ma sip it till it's done. I don't really give a f*** and my excuse is that I'm young. And I'm only getting older, somebody should've told you I'm on one, yeah, go get I'm on one, yeah.
What's up everybody, what's up? Happy Pod Day! Yeah! Ow! Woo! What's up everybody? Happy Pod Day. Let me introduce you to the C-Plan Do Show with me, professional life coach, DJ, CPR instructor, consultant, motivational speaker, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, Mr. Gary O'Neill Jr. Please don't forget the Jr. when you speak to me. Shout out to Pops. Woo! And we have another Power Pack podcast here on the C-Plan Do Show. Ooh, today is a spicy one. Season 3, Episode 5, entitled Mind Your Damn Business. Yep, mind your damn business. All right, and so guess what? Shout out to everybody listening to this show. Shout out to everybody watching it. Shout out to all of my new listeners. Hey, shout out to people watching it on YouTube, my day ones, my candy corn crew. Everybody that's listening to your favorite streaming platform right now, as well as all of the Patreon fans, thank you for your constant love, your support. I appreciate you guys. Wherever you're listening to, thank you, thank you, thank you, and especially, hey man, guess what? Come here. Thank you. All right, with this Power Pack podcast today, woo, season 3, episode 5, Mind Your Damn Business. Woo. Man, all right, here's what we're going to be going over today in our appetizers. I got them. Oh, man, I've been waiting for this one. All right, so we're going to be talking about the debate. So we're getting right into it before it becomes old news. We'll be talking about Evil. I've been watching a new Netflix show, Evil. Going to give you my views about it, as well as we're going to be talking about the NFL as well as the NBA. All right, so let's get right to it. Let's get to your C-Plan Do Moment of the Week, sponsored by Heart Savers Maryland. Guess what, guys? Heart Savers Maryland is Baltimore's best CPR training facility. Currently, they are offering all of the classes that you need. Adult CPR, pediatric CPR, children's CPR, BLS, bloodborne pathogens. Any one of those life-saving skills that you might need just to learn the skills, or you want to use them for your organization. All right, make sure you contact them right now at 443-602-0648, or you can email them directly at heartsaversmd@gmail.com. Go ahead and book that class. Get signed up today. Heart Savers Maryland, heartsaversmd@gmail.com. So let's get to our C-Plan Do Moment of the Week, entitled LeBron James. Guess what, man? After watching all of the events unfold this weekend, guess what, man? As we see, guess what? You can win, you can lose, and people will still have something to say. They still will hate on you, or they will compare you. Bottom line, do what you want to do and do it that way. So that way you can get what you want. All right. Do you and be a champ. All right. That is your Seed Plan Do Moment of the Week, sponsored by Heart Savers Maryland, entitled LeBron James. Woo, that's my guy right there. All right. So here is your Seed Plan. This is your Song of the Week, sponsored by Greenlight Entertainment. Oh, you guys are really going to love this song.
Having a wedding, birthday party, or other social or corporate event, contact Greenlight Entertainment today. With our experienced DJs, quality sound, and professional service, we look to make your event the event. Check us out on the web at www.greenlightentertain.com or call us at 443-602-0648. With Greenlight Entertainment, you have the green light.
If the wife and I are fussing, brother, that's our right. 'Cause me and that sweet woman's got a license to fight. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. 'Cause if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. Oh, the woman on our party line's a nosy thing. She picks up her receiver when she knows it's my ring. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Well, if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. Gal that wears her hair up high, the boys all whistle when she walks by. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Well, if you mind your business, then you sure won't be minding mine.
All right, now we're getting into our appetizers as well as our entree of the day. Our appetizers, as well as our entree, which is season 3, episode 5, entitled Mind Your Damn Business. All right. So can we get to the appetizers, Gary? Please. Of course we can. Of course we can. All right. So number one, let's go over the debate. All right. Recently, we had Pence versus Harris. Oh, man. All right. Here we go. One, here's what I took away. Here's my takeaways from watching that debate. Number one, we're going to have to be able to hit the mute button on these debates, or they're going to have to get a strong moderator. All right, they need me, or they need somebody's mother or aunt or grandmother to shut all this extra talking down. Okay? All right. But you know what? I appreciate watching the debates. Because typically, if you're into debates, if you really watching it, there's typically three ways that people debate. One, you're either going to be pro your argument, or two, you're going to be anti their argument, or some people, because they can't be pro or against, so they can't make good arguments, they try to character assassinate. So watching these, I definitely learned that when I was in college, when I took my philosophy class, and I remember that's how they said that's how debates typically going to go. And so all this cutting people off and not waiting for people to speak, like, it's just, wow, this is a lot. But I will say it actually helped me, because I know sometimes, just like you guys, sometimes we don't actively listen. We wait to respond, especially when it's a hot thing that we want to say or something that we want to fire off really quickly. And so I will say that watching all of these debates, it definitely helped me with discussions moving forward. So if somebody want to get into it with me, I got some heat for you, but But I'm gonna wait until you're done, and then I'm gonna give you that heat. But I will say, man, we need to get a moderator. We need to get some tight moderators that don't play any of this, as well as, you know, man, we're gonna have to do better with that. All right, that was the first take. Number two, to be honest, on this platform, I'm really not gonna talk a lot about politics. Now, don't get me wrong, I've had people on the show. We talked about politics a little bit, but this is not a political show. All right, we talk about information, education, motivation. And you already know, outside of candy corn, we're going to talk about buffalo wings and another assorted foods and variety of things. But while this is not a political podcast, I definitely want to say, and I definitely plead, and hopefully I can persuade you to say, man, when you really look at what's happening out here, when you're really taking a moment to really engage the candidates, I'm not here to tell you who to vote for. Because really, we're really just picking the shiniest of the turds at this point. But I want you, as I always will say, is make the best informed decision of the candidate that works for you, that works for you and your family. I can't tell a person who makes a gajillion dollars to vote for, no more than they can tell me who to vote for, no more than who I might like or who I don't like. All I ask is that can we please not lead with emotion, but can we lead with the best candidate possible? That's all I want. Who will be better? Let's choose the best person to run this country. That's all I want, man. That's all I want. If we can't even, you know, when I really look at what's going on, it's like, come on, man. Like, I just want the best person. You know, whatever, forget their political affiliation. I just want the best person. Do they have me in mind? Do they have my family in mind? Do they have my community in mind? Do they have your community in mind? Like, let's just choose the best people that can best represent us. So that way we just don't just like destroy the planet. Like, come on. All right. So just please, 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 when you vote, Just make the best decision for you and make it as informed as possible. All right. And it's not just the presidential debates. It's all the way down the line. Because guess what? I'll tell you this right now. Making sure that you have the right people in Congress, making sure those judges, making sure all those different people that are underneath the president, those are, if not more important, equally important. Okay. We got to make sure we choose the best people for these positions as possible, because they represent us. All right. Okay. So that's my serious takeaway. The next thing is, so like, let's just talk about this fly. If you did not watch the debate, a fly flew across and landed on Vice President Pence's head. I know at this point, this is probably teetering and tottering on old news because this happened after the last episode. But y'all got to be kidding me. Y'all have to be kidding me. A fly straight got on there and just landed on my man's head. No way. All right. My biggest issue with that is, how does Harris not attack that? If I'm getting into it with somebody, if I'm having a debate with somebody, even though I might be eloquent and maybe able to articulate my point to a T, if a damn fly flies on their head, you bet your sweet buns that I'm definitely going to say something about that immediately. No way. No. How does that happen? How does a fly? Where was this fly? Where did it come from? No way. He landed straight on that man's head and nobody said nothing. Nah. No, not with my circle of friends, not with the people I know. No, no way. So I don't know about you, but I can't vote for a person that fly just landing your head and that's it. Mm-mm. But again, it's not a political podcast, so you choose who's best for you. But I can't. I cannot vote for somebody who on your head. No way. No, sir. Not me. All right. All right, and the last thing, man, as I wrap up the debate, please vote. I know, I get it. It's very frustrating. It's very upsetting to see who's out there. And you're like, you know what? I don't even feel like voting, but let's vote. I'm not going to say to you that if you don't vote for X, that means that you're voting for Y. That's not how it works. But we need all of the votes. Let your voice be heard. You've earned this right. I don't want to have to get into the ancestral period of how people had to fight for it. We all know these things. But let's just, as your duty and responsibility as a citizen, let's make sure we vote. So that way, again, we get the right people in that represents us. That's all, man. That's all I want you to vote for. I will say that the first person that says, hey, no more student loans, I'm voting for that person. Unless they say something really crazy after that. But if they say no more student loans, you got my vote. I might even wear a little pin right here. All right. So the debate stuff, we're done with that. Let's move on. All right. All right. So as you know, I've been making sure that I've been watching these shows and stuff, and people send me a recommendation. They text me or they hit me up on the site and they say, hey, man, you got to check out the show. So I've been recently binging. I binged. It's over now. I binged it. Evil. All right. So Evil is on currently on Netflix. And let me tell you something. You know, I just finished watching Ratchet. That was an amazing show. All right. And so this show right here, I didn't want to believe that it was going to be good because I think it was like on CBS or, you know, it was on CBS. So I didn't feel like it was going to hit hard like I thought a Netflix show would, or if it was on HBO or anything like that. I need to see real stuff. I need to see gore. I need to see guts. Man, this show is absolutely great. Okay. So, like I said, it's on Netflix. It stars a couple of people, Katja Herbies, Michael Coulter. Michael Coulter used to play, what's his face? He used to play Luke Cage. All right. Michael Emerson. If you used to watch Lost, he was on that show. And he sort of has that same type of like really, really like nerdy, but he really tries to set you up type of mentality. And so this show has a lot going on. It has exorcism. It's a psychological thriller show, drama, ghosts. It has everything that you want as far as like, you know, they go through and they're trying to figure out like, are some of these things real? Are they just medical conditions? I really like the show. So without giving too much away, it's either going to be we green light it for binging or we're going to red light it. So from here on forward, I'm going to green light this one. So this is go for binging it. So if you have not watched any of the episodes, I challenge you that right after this show, after you like and subscribe the channel, of course, after you share this episode with all your friends and family, right? You go ahead, you grab your popcorn, you grab your assorted snacks, and guess what? That's a show. That's a hit. So that is my review for that. I really, really like the show. I like it. It has a lot of stuff, psychological, you know, horror. It's not really horror stuff, but stuff that, you know, it's like, hey, like ghosts and stuff like that. So I really like the show. I like it. I think that they put it together really well. I look forward to season two. They haven't really give us information about season two. So, you know, of course, because of COVID and all these things, they want to make sure people are protected, but they need to get that show back on air. I'm not going to lie. You know, of course, we're going to be selfish and we want certain things. I like to finish a series and I want them to say, oh, the new series is coming out next week. The new season coming out next week. It could have Ratchet just finished. And I'm like, I'm already asking Alexa, hey, when's the new season coming out? I'm already asking. I want it. I need it. I need it. I want more of it. So I will say that watching that show is great. I think that you guys really, really like it. And of course, you know, you can count on me to give you the real, real about TV shows. All right. So right now, I'm not going to lie. I watch Ratchet. I watch this one. I got another one I'm going to be talking about next week. And I don't know about this one. I don't know if I can go 3 for 3. But Ratchet and this one is 2 for 2. I'm going to give them 2 for 2. So green light and binge your show today. All right. Okay. So now let's move on to sports. Can I tell y'all the truth? I've been waiting for this episode because let me start with my Ravens. First off, the Ravens destroyed the Bengals 27-3. Now, I got something new for you guys watching this any episode that we talk about the Ravens. If you are aware, the University of Miami, when people would score or they would get a turnover, they had a huge chain, and it was called the turnover chain. So I tweeted, the Ravens should have a turnover chain. And of course, Mr. C-Plan Du, Mr. Gary O'Neill Jr. on the C-Plan Du show, professional life coach, DJ, serial entrepreneur, bing! I say, ho, ho, ho. Don't just say somebody. Go ahead and get one. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Let me introduce to you from now on, when my Ravens win, the champion chain is coming out. Okay? This is my Ravens chain. If you're listen, this is a heavy chain sort of too. All right, so guess what? This is letting you know. When you see this chain, that means the Ravens won. All right? When the Ravens win, this chain is coming out. So thank you, Bengals, for dropping that. I'm actually going to keep this on for the rest of the episode. I'm going to just keep it on right here. I'm going to keep it locked. All right? If you're listening to this, it's a purple chain. All right? Purple chain, and they got the... It's taking it back to the old Baltimore emblem with the B. All right? B for you better believe that the Ravens are going to the Super Bowl this year. Look at that. Look at that. I'm keeping it on the whole time. Keeping it on. All right? So, and also in other winning sports news, my Ravens won. And guess what? The NBA season is over. And the Los Angeles Lakers are the champs. Beep, 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 beep. See, don't worry. In a couple of weeks, I'm going to get a whole bunch of other stuff. And we're going to have sound effects. We're going to have music and all this wonderful stuff streaming straight directly to you. But guess what? The Lakers won, baby. The Lakers are the champs. All right, they beat the Heat 4-2. Now, I will say that I had them doing a gentleman's sweep. I thought they were going to win in five. But you know what? The Heat was a great team. It was really, really tough to beat against them. But guess what? The Heat, they put up a good fight. But not enough, baby. Get them out of here. 4-2, the Lakers win. And, of course, LeBron James, the final MVP. That means that my guy has four championships with three different teams, all right, over his 17-year career. All right? Now, I know I already said for your moment of the week, we talked about LeBron James, but I just want to add some more stuff, man. A lot of times you can see the hate is real. Now, I always want to be transparent on this show. I want to be transparent. LeBron James is not the GOAT. Now, he may be the greatest of all time in this era because there's a lot of different eras. You had Bill Russell, you know, you had a lot of different people. Michael Jordan will always be the best player of all time to me because that's who I saw growing up. All right. But I can't expect young kids to think about Michael Jordan when they've never seen Michael Jordan. Or some people before me, they watch Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, all those wonderful players, right? But what you quickly see, even and again, I like LeBron James a lot. He's one of my favorite players. But you see, the hate is real, man. The hate is real when you're doing what you need to do, which is why that C-Plan Du moment of the week, it was about doing you. All right? It doesn't matter what he's done. If you really want to take a moment to think about it, he's won four championship rings. Four. MVP. Finals MVP. All these wonderful things that people are still going to find a way to hate. Now, again, being transparent, there are some things about him that I really don't like. The only thing that I really don't like is I think that, and this is for the league, this is not even just exclusively him, I think that people do a lot of whining, right? But I also think when I used to play basketball, did I look for calls too? Yeah. But they do a lot of whining, and I just think that that's something that's just a league thing. That's not just him. If you look at any team, all right, Golden State, they do that, okay? The Rockets, Okay, see, everybody whines and complains because it works. You know, I just wish that they would not do it as much, but if that's the critique you want to give him, that's fine. But what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to take away all the things he's done. He's been in the league for 17 years. No issues. No drama. No off the court drama. Been the face of the league. Been standing up for people. You know, standing up for his community. We can't say that about everybody. And it's not to say that people don't do it, but he easily could have just kept his mouth closed, gave some vanilla statement, and kept it moving. So I'm going to shout out the four-time champ because you know what I did today? I did a quick Google search, and I looked up Hall of Famers who don't have rings. And guess what? It's a lot. It is a lot of players who don't have one, and this man has four. Say what you want about him, but when you talk about him, please include champ because that's all that really matters. So shout out to the Heat. Shout out to the Heat for putting up a great fight. That was a great matchup. Jimmy Butler really did his thing, you know. But shout out to the LA Lakers who came through, especially during this time we had there in the bubble. You know, that's a tough thing to do. But guess what? They won. They had to win it this year, you know, to honor Kobe. You know, they didn't get it done when they had the Kobe jerseys on, but they got it done. And that's all that really matters at the end of the day. Did they get it done? All right, so shout out to the champ. Shout out to the champs. Woo, it felt good watching that. All right, so that is your appetizers sponsored by Lalone Clothing. All right, Lalone Clothing is your premier place for all the sweet apparel. You can get merch from the show, like this hoodie. All right, and this hoodie was created by my son Logan. All right, as well as other things that fit your vibe. So please check out Lalone Clothing at lalone clothing.com for either merch from the show as well as some other things that I put on there. Okay. And you'll see, I wanted to bring this one back because I really wanted to wear my hoodie. But I have plenty of shirts that I'll be wearing throughout the season that you can get exclusively from LaloneClothing.com. All right, you can't get the chain. You also can't get the vibes, but you can look like you got the vibes. All right? All right? But this chain right here, you can't get that. All right? So, shout out to the LA Lakers. All right? Let's get to the entree. I love my show, and let me take time out, as I always do, and I want to just thank you for listening and watching the show, all right? Please like the show, subscribe to the channel, share it, okay? Because I think that this show is an amazing show. I think that this is a show, these episodes, these shows are what people need it, so anytime that you need to go back, I promise you I dropped the jewel, I dropped the gem. We talked about things. It's not about just me having a podcast. This is discussion, okay? Because a lot of things that I'm talking about, I go through too. So I don't want you feeling like I'm standing on a pedestal or I'm standing on a hill and I'm looking down, man. We in all this together. So a lot of episodes that I come across, I say to myself. So when we're talking about season 3, episode 5, entitled Mind Your Damn Business, guess what? Gary has said to himself, hey, Gary, you need to mind your damn business. You need to mind your damn business. And let me say this. I struggled. I was like, well, what's the title going to be? And then I remember, if you look at the cover photo of this episode, you'll see it's artwork, amazing artwork of that episode on the Fresh Prince when Will was teaching Ashley how to fight. We're like, just mind your business. That's all. Mind your business. And I thought about that. And I thought about people need to mind their damn business. Yeah, had to get spicy on this episode. All right. So let's just jump right into this entree. Okay. So to start, I believe, and I'm pretty sure you agree, that we all need to do a better job at minding our own business. It is so many things that we could talk about, so many things that we can offer our opinion, our think pieces, our episodes, all these wonderful things that we could do. But ultimately, we need to mind our damn business. It doesn't mean that you can't share your opinion. It doesn't mean that you can't do certain things. But when I'm talking about minding your damn business, I just want to go over a couple of things. One, your thoughts and your actions. Hey, guess what? Are your business. Those things are your business. Other people's thoughts and other people's actions are their business. And when they're their business, it's not your business. Okay? In outside circumstances, such as the weather, you know, external events, stuff like that, not your business. I want to credit this show by talking about my former barber. His name was Rauf, and Rauf passed away. Rest in peace, Rauf. And I remember during the height of all these things where police officers were killing Black people. This just happened right after the Mike Brown incident. And I remember sitting in a chair, and as he's cutting, I said, hey, man, what are your thoughts about this situation? And he said, Gary, I really don't have a, you know, he was like, I really don't have an opinion. And I was a little surprised because everybody was talking about it. Everybody had an idea. Everybody had a thought. Everybody had an opinion. And what he said is that it's not that he's not aware or knowledgeable about what's going on. It's just that he takes that information and funnel it down to him and how that can affect his family. And I promise you, that was something that I have kept with me for years and years and years. For years. And I appreciate him. And that's one of the key advices he gave me. So again, Rauf, I think about you all the time. Rest in peace. But again, your thoughts and your actions, man, that's your business. Your thought. Let me add something to that. Your thoughts, your actions, and your deeds. Those are your business. That's what you're in charge of. Other people's thoughts and actions. Hey, man, not your business. And external circumstances are not your business. When we worry too much about other people and we worry too much about what they think of us, we do ourselves a disservice. Your favorite life coach at times has been a victim of that. I have allowed other people's thoughts and opinions previously to do me a disservice because I thought too much about what they thought and what they believed about me. The judgments they hold and the opinions of us matter more than they should. I'm going to read that again. The judgments they hold and their opinions of us often matter than they should. All right. Clearing out the views of other people will release you emotionally. Because look at it like this. When we care about what people are thinking, when we care about their thoughts, their opinions, their belief about us, whether it's true or false, we are emotionally invested. We are emotionally invested, and it doesn't even have to be true. Somebody can say you're a bad parent, and you know it's not true. And other people can say it's not true, but one person can say it and it make you feel a certain way. So clearing out these views that are not your business, because remember, somebody else's thoughts and opinions are not your business. So we're going to mind our damn business. All right. And we're going to clear out those views because then we will be released emotionally. All right. So let me drop a couple of things to help us mind our damn business here on the See Plan Do Show with me, professional life coach, DJ, serial entrepreneur, Gary O'Neill. First thing I want to go over, I want you to ask yourself, does this affect me personally? There are a lot of things that on social media, I'm pretty sure you guys, you know, you as you're checking out every morning, noon and night, people have a lot of opinions about different stuff. And it's so easy to just chime in, to just be ready to write, whether it's 140 characters, whether it's a GIF or a meme, or you ready to write a whole dissertation. But before you start doing all that, before you get emotionally invested, I want to ask you, I want you to ask yourself, does this affect me personally? Chances are it probably doesn't. All right. Cardi being Offset. I mean, it's one thing to know about the information, but do I really care? No. No, I don't care. Okay. Does this information, does this affect me personally? And a lot of times, if we start asking that question first, before we start really jumping in and chiming in, we will save ourselves a lot of time, energy, effort. All right. So number one, ask yourself, hey, man, does this affect me personally? Number two, react with positivity. Now, don't get me wrong. You don't have to agree with someone to react in a positive manner. You don't have to agree with them. Okay. But positivity attracts more positivity, as we talked about in a previous episode, and will often open the door up to a stronger relationship and a stronger bond. Okay. So when you hear an opinion, right, and we're focusing on minding our business, when you hear something, okay, even if it's like, well, I think this way, you can say, well, you know what? All right. That is your way to feel about it. And that's your viewpoint. It's a lot of people that don't like candy corn. A lot. And a lot of those same people like to send me memes and different stuff. And the last one I heard is that people who like candy corn like to eat candles and crayons. Like, come on, y'all. Right? It's funny to me. But can you imagine somebody really, really being invested and really, really mad? Because someone else's opinion about candy corn does not align with yours? Doesn't matter, man. Does it affect you personally? No. Keep eating your candy corn. Okay? All right? And if someone says, hey, I don't like candy corn, you can say, oh, you have the right to not like candy corn. Okay. I love candy corn. Thanks. All right? So just react positively. Doesn't mean that you agree with them. Just means that you're going to read. You choose. Because remember, your thoughts and your actions are your business. So mind your business and respond positively. All right? I know it's somewhat hard to do. Even your favorite life coach. Even as I'm recording this, at times, I have to work on that. And it's something that we all have to work on. All right? Number three, practice active listening. Yeah? So when you are engaged in what other people say, as opposed to waiting to respond. So when we look at the debates, they don't even let people finish. They just jump right in. But when you're engaged in what other people are saying and minding your business, the other person will feel heard. Don't think of how you will respond. Instead, just take a moment and focus on what the person is saying. Okay? Some people have an issue with LeBron James. Some people have an issue. Some people believe he's the GOAT. Okay. As much as I like him, I cannot say that he's the greatest of all time. He's one of the greats. I will always say that. He's one of the greats. But I can't actively say after watching game six, Michael Jordan is not the greatest of all time to me. But guess what? That is Gary's opinion. Somebody might say, well, Bill Russell, Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, okay? It's a lot of Wilt Chamberlain. It's a lot of Kobe Bryant. So in my business, when I focus in my realm and what I think about, those are my thoughts. I think it's Michael Jordan, then it's Kobe. Somebody else might say, nah, man, that's not how it is. And some people, especially when I'm in some of these sports groups, they get vicious, man. They get upset. We do not even know these people. But you can also take a moment to listen to what the person has to say. You know, just take a moment. Don't be just ready to jump in and chime in and jump down somebody's throat. Just take a moment. Practice active listening. That's number three. Number four, I really like this one. This shit probably should have been number one to me. Avoid gossiping. It is so easy to gossip, isn't it? All right? It's so easy to tell people what we think, how we feel. If we hear a little tidbit, like, hey, I got something. We can't wait. But guess what, guys? Newsflash. Gossip causes unnecessary conflict and stress in your life. Don't gossip. Don't need it. When you hear some gossip, ask yourself, number one, does this affect me personally? I don't care who slept with who. I don't care their political views. As long as it doesn't affect me personally, I'm good to go. So avoid gossiping. All right? You got that tea? The only tea you should be getting is some really great tea. Add a little bit of sugar or honey. Go ahead and sip your own tea and mind your business. Number five, accept other people as they are. If we really take the time to think that, that's one of the greatest things you can do. The greatest thing you can do to find more peace with other people is to accept them for who they are and not try to change them or fix them. You can decide to be a positive influence and encourage people on their path, but you can't fix anyone other than yourself. And I'm saying that as a life coach who people pay me to help them. As much as we talk, when I have my sessions with my clients, it's not about Gary fixing their life. It is about us having a conversation, them agreeing with what they need to do, and then in turn, being committed to certain actions, behaviors, beliefs that align with what they want to do. All right? But the best thing you could do is accept other people where they are. It's certain things that I've had to come to grips with people in my life, that they are going to be where they are. And the quicker that I can have peace in accepting that, doesn't mean I have to be around them. Now, let me say this. Just because a person is toxic and you can acknowledge that they're toxic does not mean that you need to be around this person. It just means you accept that they're toxic, that you accept that they experience toxicity. You accept them for who they are. It does not mean you have to be around them. Doesn't mean it. Just means you accept it, accept that they are in control of their thoughts and beliefs, their thoughts and opinions, their thoughts and their actions, the same way you are in control of yours. So accept other people as they are. That's number five. All right. Number six is accept responsibility for your thoughts and actions. We lose a lot of power, if I can say this. We lose a lot of power and peace of mind by giving our emotions over to other people. I've done it. I'm pretty sure you're listening or watching this. You've done it. We do it. So while we have, because I want to say that after you heard this, you're like, oh, I'm not doing it anymore. While we have lost a lot of power and peace of mind by giving our emotions over to other people, we cannot control the actions of others. But we damn sure can control the actions and our thoughts and our beliefs and how we respond to these actions of other people. That's it. Somebody can say to you, hey, I think that you suck. Okay, thank you. Thank you for your unsolicited opinion. We live in a world where people are quick to jump into the comment section. We see it all the time. All right. But while we cannot control what other people say and do, we definitely can control what we say, what we think, and how we respond to those actions. Don't get me wrong, man. Somebody might do something hurtful to you. And to be honest, you probably feel really justified in being hurt. Your hurt may be reasonable. It may be fair. You probably can get some people to co-sign on this. All right. But here's what I want you to think. While you are upset, while you're hurt, while you're angry at this thoughts, this person's thoughts and ideas and opinions about something or about you, do you think they give a damn? Do you think they care? Do you think they're losing an ounce of sleep, even if they are 100% wrong? I've had people make claims about me that were absolutely wrong. And I was really upset. But at the end of the day, man, do you think they lost an ounce of sleep on how they thought about me? Do you think that someone who has an opinion about you or has hurt you, do you think they care? Probably don't. They probably don't. You may get hurt for real. All right. But stand up for yourself and find out and finding out that it goes nowhere because the other person may feel justified in their actions and beliefs. Okay. If somebody feels a certain way and they feel justified, and because of their justification, they feel like they can say something to you without minding their damn business. That's how they feel. All right. So what do we do with that? What do we do with that situation? Well, family, friends, supporters, first-time listeners, Candy Corn Crew, YouTube watchers, Patreon supporters, day ones, just remind yourself that their opinion about you and your lifestyle and how you carry things are not freaking relevant. They're not. They are not relevant. It's not their business any more than their life is your business, man. I have friends and family, associates. You know, I think about sometimes when I think about previous employment, I think about how I feel about certain people I've worked with, colleagues, leadership. What does my opinion matter? My opinion doesn't move the needle. The only thing I can control is what I think, what I say, and how I carry situations. But I want you to remind yourself that other people's opinions and how they feel about your lifestyle is not relevant anymore than, and it's not their business anymore than their life is your business. It's not your business. Last one. Don't form unnecessary opinions. Ask yourself. So remember, number one was ask yourself, does this affect me personally? Number seven is, do I need to have an opinion about this? Chances are you don't. You probably don't. Do I actively and do I need to have an opinion about this particular thing? Probably not. It's not to disregard our opportunity to have opinions. I mean, social media makes a living off of that. Us chiming in on our business. Us offering our advice, us offering our thoughts, what we feel, what we say, what we believe. But a lot of times, if we simply ask that question, do I need to have an opinion about this? That can save you a lot of grief in the long run. It really, really can. It really, really can. All right. So let me wrap these up. Let me give you your seven. Number one, in reference to minding your damn business. Number one, ask yourself, hey, does this affect me personally? Number two, react with positivity. That's their opinion. It's not the truth. Just somebody's opinion based upon their experiences and what they feel, they think, and they believe. Does not have to be true. Some people love candy corn. Some people hate it. It's just their opinion. And if someone tells me, hey, I don't like your show. I mean, I've never had somebody say that to me, but if somebody said they didn't like my show, YouTube has made a living off of trolls. If somebody says this show is BS, this show sucks. Cool. Thank you. Doesn't mean that I believe them. I don't. Doesn't mean I'm going to threaten them. I'm going to react with positivity. Number one, hey, does this affect me personally? Number two, react with positivity. Number three, practice active listening. All right? Don't think about how you're going to respond. Listen to what they're saying. Number four, avoid gossip. All right? Get that unnecessary conflict and grief out of your life and stress out of your life. Number five, accept people where they are. And accept people where they are and how they are and who they are. Number six, accept responsibility for thoughts, your thoughts and feelings. And number seven, don't form unnecessary opinions. Ask yourself, do I need to have an opinion about this? Do I need to have an opinion about this? Probably not. I don't care. For the most part, I care about people in my circle. I care about my children. I care about people who I tell that I love them. All right. But outside of that, don't really care. I care about my community. But my thoughts and belief are my business, the same way your thoughts and belief are yours. So I kindly and humbly offer this to everybody who's listening right now. Whether you listen to this, this is your first episode, whether me writing the word damn in the subject line attracted you to this episode, whether you've been listening since day one, I humbly and graciously submit to you just one thing. Mind your damn business. All right. Guess what, guys? As always, you can catch each and every show that drops on Tuesdays on the CPlanDo website, as well as your favorite streaming platform. You can check this episode on YouTube. You can check this episode on all your favorite stream platforms. And guess what? You can always check my social media pages. You know, you can find all this information at www.cplandoshow.com. If you want to be a guest on this show, if you want to promote your events, your goods, your services, all those wonderful things, you want to just get on here and chop it up with me, let me know. You want to have a commercial on the show? I offer four commercial opportunities every show. You want to have a commercial? Oh, trust and believe, the numbers are growing. They've been growing since I've started. All right, reach out to me for sponsorship opportunities. You want to sponsor a show? You can sponsor a show for a year. The CPlanDo Show is on Patreon. All right? If you're looking for bonus material that I offer for those Patreon fans, if you want to support this show, please check out, again, the CPlanDo Show website, all right, where you can head on over and for a cup of coffee, for a cup of ice cream, for a cup of mind your damn business, you can support this show. All right, it is things that are happening every day, and I want you to support the show. Thank you for everyone who does support the show currently. And last, but certainly not least, thank you for listening to the show, man. You, I swear to you, are the best part of the show. Thank you for checking out this show, the last episode, next week's episode, and all of the other episodes. Please do me a favor and like and subscribe and share this as many times as you possibly can. If there is an episode that speaks to you, please share it, because it might talk to somebody else. Catch me next week with another jam-packed, power-packed podcast. And what is it packed with? You already know. The vibes. Until we see each other again, until we talk again, and we share those special, special, special moments again. Stay safe, stay out of the way, and always remember to see, plan, and do. Your life coach loves you. And again, mind your damn business. I'll see you next time. Thank you.